الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ليسوا سواء من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين وما يفعلوا من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that abasement, humiliation, these things are stamped against Ahlul Kitab. And then Allah says that the reason for all of this is because they would even kill Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They would disbelieve in Allah and they would kill and assassinate Anbiya unjustly. In today's lesson Allah says, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً. So this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Kitab can never ever be the same. They can never ever be equated. We see in the books of Tafsir, one cause of the revelation for this verse is in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one night, أَخَّرَ صَلَاتَ الْعِشَىٰ وَاحْتَبَسَ عَنْهُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed Salatul Isha and he came after, as in one riwayat it is mentioned, إِذَا ذَهَبَ ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ. Once one third of the night passed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perform that salah. And the other riwayat says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just delayed the salah for a while. And when he came to perform the salah, Sahaba was sitting and waiting for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that he gave them glad tidings of the fact that at this time, nobody from the other religions are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the Sahaba, the Muslims at that time. And this verse was revealed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then read this verse to them, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ, that the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are never ever equated with Ahlul Kitab. Because Ahlul Kitab at that time, they were not worshipping Allah, they were sleeping. So this verse was revealed. There's another sababun nuzul, or the cause of revelation for this verse that's given as well, that Ahlul Kitab among themselves, they are not the same. So you get those who remain and persist upon kufr, and you get those who someday, later they accept iman, like we have the case with Abdullah ibn Salam and a few others. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. So Ahlul Kitab, they themselves, among themselves, they are not the same. You get from among the Ahlul Kitab an ummah, a community of people. قَائِمَةٌ, these people are upright. Or they stand during the hours of the night reciting the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ana al-layl, sa'at al-layl, during the hours of the night. In other words, yukthiruna tahajjud. They make tahajjud salah in abundance. All the time they are making tahajjud salah. Wahum yasjudun, and they make sajda. The reward for performing tahajjud salah is tremendous, and there's so much, or part of the reward is actually mentioned in hadith, etc., in the books of hadith, etc. But the major part of the reward for performing tahajjud salah is actually kept as a secret. It's Allah's secret. Allah has kept it unknown. So it's kept as a secret by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Another verse explains it. Why Allah kept this reward as a secret. Allah says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That their sides withdraw from their lying places. So in other words, when you're sleeping, so you're on your side. Now your side withdraws from your firash, from your bedding. So in other words, now you are up and you are now performing, you are now establishing tahajjud salah. And you are invoking Allah, you are calling unto Allah in hope, khawfan wa tama'an, in fear, for Allah, in fear of Allah's iqab, of Allah's punishment, and in hope for Allah's mercy. And they also give sadaqah, etc. Allah says, because, you know, when a person wakes up now at that time of the night, everybody else is asleep. Nobody knows that he's up and he's performing salah at that time. So when you're doing this, this is basically a secret now. So you have kept this deed hidden from the eyes of people. You have kept this deed of performing tahajjud salah hidden from the eyes of people. So because this is a secret, it's kept hidden from the eyes of people, Allah immediately says after that, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. So no soul knows now what is kept hidden from them. In other words, what reward I have now is a secret. I have kept it hidden from them. And what will that be? Min qurrati a'yun. It will be things which will comfort the eyes. It will be of delight to them on the day of Qiyamah. That is Jannah, etc. So because you kept this deed hidden from the eyes of people, Allah also kept the reward of that. So the major part of the reward is also hidden from you. Allah says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. These people, they bring iman in Allah and in the last day, and they enjoin with good. They make amr bil ma'roof. They make nahi anil munkar. They forbid, and they forbid from indecencies. وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. And they hasten with one another, they vie with one another in doing good things. This is the case of the true mu'mineen. Unfortunately, we see today we are vying with one another, hastening with one another in pursuit of dunyawi gains. But the true mu'mineen would actually vie with one another and hasten with one another in doing khayrat, in doing a'mal saliha. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Because of that, Allah says, they are counted to be from those who are righteous. Allah says, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا. Now, whatever good they do, Allah says, they will never ever be rejected of that good. In other words, that will never be unappreciated. It will be appreciated by Allah, and there will be reward that will be given to them for that. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah is well aware. Allah knows all of the muttaqin. Who are the muttaqin? Those who fear Him. And accordingly, Allah will record them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them.